Well, thanks, Scott. Next, with information on the history of this site and how this facility will benefit local students, please welcome Gino Kwok, President of the Hacienda La Puente Unified School District Board.
Welcome to the happiest grand opening of all time. Supervisor Kanabe, 61 years. That's how long we've been waiting. On behalf of the Board of Education, our outstanding superintendent, Dr. Cynthia Perlman-Culfer, our district office, and the thousands and thousands of employees in the school district, it is a pleasure that we are here today. We're here to celebrate, and how often can you say this, but a life-altering event. This is what this is. Obviously, I want to recognize the outstanding LA County 4th Supervisorial District with the field deputies of Dickie Simmons and, of course, Angie Valenzuela. And Dickie, if I had a towel or napkin, I'd be waving it right now just for you. And, of course, the chairman of the board, the big kahuna himself, Supervisor Don Kanabe. Just like anything that's great and grand, I want to also recognize our school board. We had mentioned Rudy Chavarria, who was a school board member for 8 years. Yay, Anita Perez, who served us for 18 years. Mr. Norman Hsu, who served us for 20 years. I'm not sure if I saw today Mr. Anthony Doherty, who's our vice president, or Penny Formini, who is our newcomer, and the secretary. I also want to recognize Sandy Johnson, who did so much for our community as well. And of course, one board member that I know is here is really the Cal Ripken of our school district, who's going to serve the longest time, and that's Dr. Joseph Chang. You know, really, words cannot express the partnership that we've had at Santa La Puente Unified with the county. All the things that have happened, new swimming pool for Los Altos High School. New swimming pool for Wilson High School. We were here earlier this year for the grand opening of the Orange Grove Park. And of course, the latest and grandest of them all, the Hacienda Heights Community Center. 21,000 square feet. 6,400 square foot auditorium, 1,500 square foot dance studio, 1,500 square foot stage, computer lab. When you go into the auditorium, you're going to see the hanging ceilings with the acoustics, high-tech sound system, plush and retractable seating, performances, banquets, conferences, it does it all. 3 stories tall, you saw the basketball courts, the walking paths. Look at the landscape. I looked at the landscape, I thought I was walking in St. Andrews playing the British Open. Amazing. This is the granddaddy, the go-daddy of all community centers right here in Hacienda Heights. This is our version of LA Live, but only better. This site was once known as Hillgrove Elementary School. It opened in 1953. This entire community was called Hillgrove. And Hillgrove became part of Hacienda Heights in 1960. Hacienda La Puente became a unified school district in 1970. Artist James Dinn has created 42 porcelain panels tracing the history of Hacienda Heights. I have fond memories of Hillgrove because when I went to high school here, I would come with my friends every Saturday to play dunk ball because the basketball baskets were only 8 feet tall. I don't think James did a porcelain panel of that though. Nothing is more important than education for the future of our kids, families, and community. Education transforms lives. It changes the world. Last school year, I went to 23 of our promotions graduations. And so I'm a trial lawyer, so I just told my law firm, just cross out May, because I'm not going to be around. So when Russ, when you said mediation, I certainly heard that. So at one of my promotions in middle school, there was an eighth grade student speaker. And she spoke about how much she loved her school. And then she started talking about the three goals that she had in her life. She said that she wanted to be, number one, wanted to be the first family member to graduate with a college degree. Second, she wanted to one day be able to take care of her parents. And third, she wanted to one day be able to see the English boy band One Direction perform live. Now, thanks to Supervisor Kanabi, I can tell her that we now have a grand place for One Direction to perform in. As some of you may know, I'm a native son of Hacienda Heights, grew up here. My mom is here. She had the good judgment of raising her family here, all the way from elementary school to high school, I was here. Now I'm here and I raise my family, my daughter, with my wife, Karen Sue. I guess more accurately I should describe her as my boss. And so, like a lot of the kids, my daughter likes to play with her iPad. So one day I said, hey, honey, you know, why don't you look at Netflix, let's, you know, pick something out, maybe we can do this father-daughter thing. So she comes back and then she picks out Once Upon a Time. And Once Upon a Time is a TV show. It's like where the fairy tales meet the Avengers of Marvel Comics. And they had this one episode where they had to go across a cavern, but they needed to have a bridge. But the bridge would magically appear only if somebody gave their deepest and darkest secret, and then it would appear. So I took that time and I asked my daughter, I said, hey, do you have such a secret? I didn't expect her to say really anything, right, at 8 years old. And then she said, Daddy, yeah, I've got a secret. I'm really sorry, but I've watched several of these Once Upon a Time episodes without you. But Once Upon a Time ultimately is about a modern day fairy tale, right? And a fairy tale has what? It has a happy ending. So as I look around at this transformative facility, and everybody here as I gaze into your eyes, let me tell you what I see. I see a happy beginning. Now that's what I call the happiest happy ending of all. Thank you. So I'd like to present this certificate of appreciation to the Honorable Don Kanabi. Yes, you, Fish Kahuna. Thank you for dressing for the part today. To the certificate of appreciation from the Board of Education and Superintendent of the Antelope Point Unified School District, we wish to commend and thank the Honorable Don Kanabi, Los Angeles County Supervisor, 4th District, for the many, many contributions and ongoing partnership with the county personnel and Hacienda La Puente Unified School District, including the new Hacienda Heights Community Center that will showcase district events and performances. It is with deep appreciation that we recognize you today, presented October 25, 2014.
Now I can tell Mom I got something from Hacienda La Puente School District too. All right.